Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. Discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before we can step foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round until we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide to step foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. Everything in life is a pyramid. Everything in life can be broken down simply to a pyramid structure. And at the top of the pyramid is me and Nick, your God kings. You're reigning, surviving, undisputed champions of
We did get radical. Belts. We did get belts made as the as the bosses of the organization. We do hold the titles, and we just walk around with them up above.
All the time. Always on, always holding them. And then everyone else, that's you, our lovely listeners, falls underneath us as our petty servant. And that's what we're talking about. This is the structure of our organization.
Yes. And it's just, where do you want to fall within that structure? As Cody, it is funny that you said that when you're like, everything's a pyramid. You're like, so then, yeah, they're all kind of pyramid schemes. We're all aiming to get to the top. You get more money if you get to the top.
Everything's a pyramid scheme. I've been saying that for years and no one listens.
You have been. So here, folks, we are talking about the best goon within a criminal organization. And we have here in Group B, which means Group A already happened, so go check out who won that. But we have here, once again, we take our 16 topics, send it off to our bracketologist. They kick it back to us, randomized. So we have in Group B the 4 seed, the thief, going up against the 13 seed, your right-hand man. And then we have the 5 seed, the consigliere, going up against the 12 seed, dirty cop. Cody, where do you want to start?
Let's start with consigliere and dirty cop. These are the things you gotta have on. This is 101.
If you're gonna run a criminal organization, these are the two things you need to cover you pretty much right away.
Also, people say, well, how do you know which cop's dirty? Well, let me tell you the secret. If you have $20 and a silver tongue, all cops are dirty.
When it comes to the consigliere, do you think, is it more a situation where you kind of have raised up someone? Like, maybe it's like, even if it's like your own kid or like a nephew, a niece, someone that you're like, hey, we're going to send you to law school. We're going to pay the whole way. You don't have to worry about a thing. We're going to pay for you the whole way. And then we want you to come work for the business. And then when they come and work for the business, that's when they kind of finally figure out what it is.
Or they knew what was going on.
Or are we just going to like Yale law school graduation with a little table set out?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
SCP criminal organization looking for consigliaries.
We just go to like Harvard and Yale job fairs.
Yeah.
We're just like, hey, can I interest you in a medical plan? It's very good.
Let me explain something. You are, by all intents and purposes, going to practice the law that you want. Like, you will be a great lawyer because we need it.
Mm-hmm.
We do happen to be criminal.
That's the thing, though. I feel like it's the best job to get as be a criminal lawyer.
You had to work hard to get it, but once you're there,
I feel like you get paid a lot and you don't work a lot. When you work, it's hard and very important that you get it right because you will get killed. But how often are me and Nick gonna have the heat coming after us? You know, right. We pay all these dirty cops so we don't have heat.
See, here's my thing with dirty cops. If I'm running the organization, right? My problem with the dirty cops is at the end of the day, I'm always worried that they're going to find their conscience. Mm-hmm. That like somewhere along the line, they've been turning a blind eye to all the drugs we've been trafficking, right? They've helped kind of keep let some of our guys run away and arrest the other guys. All that stuff's great. Planting evidence on our opposition. But then all of a sudden, something is just a little too big for them.
Yeah,
maybe a couple more people died than they thought were going to die.
Yeah, or they see that we're using kids to sell drugs. And that's just because it's really hard for adults to sell drugs in schools.
It is so much harder than you. Because you think you just go to the janitors. But honestly, janitors at schools, most morally upright people you're going to find.
It's insane. It's like they care about these kids.
Yeah, they're like, I would never want to be unhurt.
Actually, the in-school cop is the one I've been using to sell drugs. Really easy.
That's the guy. Yeah, just double down on it.
And they know who all the bad kids are, so they're able to just sell them the drugs direct.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Around. Yeah.
That's why I just go for study hall teachers. Whoever's running that, whoever's running in-school suspension, I'm just like, hey, do you want to just give these kids drugs while they're in here?
Why not make some money on the side?
Yeah.
You got to worry about the cop finding their conscience. That's true.
I do like that both of these do require like prior training, though. Like if you're looking at the ad on LinkedIn and it's like under qualifications, like does need law degree, does need to be currently employed as a cop.
Nick, I just imagine we're sitting around, right, being our evil bosses in the top of our penthouse.
Yeah.
Doing cocaine and making money. And all of a sudden, we hear like, hey, that cop, Brad, that you had, he found his conscience and he's decided to go straight. It's like, oh, no, we're fucked, dude. Because that's how movies start.
Right.
You think that you have to think like that at the top of a criminal organization. As soon as some movie stuff happens, you've got to be ready.
Oh, I would. That's the thing is, I'm like, I understand why it's important to have dirty cops on the payroll, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, can we do it without them? Because I'm just, I don't need all of Johnny Law. I mean, I guess you just end up, our goal would be always to get, you know, to get yourself the deputy, the sheriff of town is, you know, we obviously want to be as high up as we can. So even when one of the cops comes in and is like, hey, chief, I don't know how to tell you this, but, you know, I've been working for FCP, but I'm done with that now. And I know how to take them down. I know all of their ins and outs. And that's when the chief looks at him and then shows him our FCP pin.
He's like, we've all been working for FCP since the beginning. Me, you, the judge, the president. You think this doesn't go all the way to the top? Yeah, that's exactly what we're going for.
So it's like, but then I feel like every time, like it's successively harder to get up and unless they move themselves up the ladders, but I'm impatient. Like that's the thing. Like, I don't have 20 years to groom a beat cop to get to fucking chief. Like I don't have time for this. I need to know that we're affecting the top, or we just get one of the best fucking lawyers.
I get the lawyer thing, but at the end of the day, I think attorney cop's going to do more work on the day to day than the lawyer. I think the lawyer is important and does a lot of things, but it's not cool and glamorous. It's not a fun position. The dirty cop. Have you seen Training Day? Have you seen Training Day?
Have you seen? Yeah. Look at Denzel. He's standing on cars telling people he's King Kong.
Exactly.
Now, my favorite part, that's the thing is like in the movie, that's a very cool moment. But for whoever is paying Denzel on the low, he hears that that's what happened at the end. He's like, God damn, this is going to bring a ton of heat my way.
He
stood on a car and started yelling about how he does illegal crimes as a cop. He yelled that out in public.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
I'm not getting a dirty cop. I don't know where you're at.
Sure. I the thing I like about dirty cop from a business standpoint, I think the pay is pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
we know you're already getting paid.
They have a full salary. We're just adding a lot of supplemental benefits. But at the end of the day, I think like 10 grand on top.
Well, I think for the dirty cop, it's more incentivized, a bonus structure per se.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not giving you a salary. You're all commission.
Oh,
but I'm gonna need you to do some of our crimes, and that's when you get paid.
uncapped growth, dude. You help us as much as you can. You're gonna make yourself a lot of money. See, this is my problem though. I think every time I start to like Dirty Cop, but then I'm like, no, because they're always gonna get themselves caught because they're gonna get a little too over their heads, helping us way too much. They're gonna get all of a sudden now they're the cop who drives a Mercedes. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but Nick, here's the problem. If anyone decides to turn good on us, if the consigliere goes, we're fucked. They know everything and they know the law.
They could have the books. You're right. They would have our books. They would have the legal way of taking us down.
And that's the only way that matters. If a dirty cop goes good, we kill him with our other dirty cops.
Right.
But if our consigliere goes good, by the time we find out, they're gone with all the evidence.
Okay. Yeah. You're right. You've convinced me here. You're right. The consigliere is just almost too close for comfort
that's why it's got to be a cousin or a daughter or a son or something.
Yeah, that's true. And then at that point, you got to hope that they're smart.
And if it's my kid, we're really rolling the dice on that.
There's no way.
If Nick comes to me and he's like, hey, don't worry, my kid can be our lawyer. Do you think I'm going to...
You think that's... Yeah, it's like,
bro.
I think there's a lot of positions in the company that your son would thrive in, you know? But I don't know if it's the lawyer, Nick, you know, because it's from you. Yeah. And I'm with you. Let's move Dirty Cop on. We'll go up against either the 4 seed, the Thief, or the 13 seed, your right hand man. Now, I like a Thief.
I do too.
I love someone
who can like roll up and fit into a suitcase.
Yep. Oh yeah. Oh, I want
gotta have that.
I want the panache. No, I want the full, like, I want a guy who's gonna do all of it. I want someone who's scaling up buildings and then using that little laser to cut a circle for himself that he can't fit in, but somehow it's just perfect and can, you know, gets his arm through and now disables the security system and whatever. Mm-hmm. I want all
yeah,
that.
No, we only the best for us. Here's the thing about the right hand man. It sounds like it's a position that's very, very close to me, right? My right hand man, he's actually not. He's just like my go-to middle manager, you know? He's the one I'm going to reach out to. We text a lot, but we don't actually make a lot of phone calls.
Oh, this is that like work best friend, right? That
exactly.
Person that like, you're like, you guys came up together. You've been working together for maybe 15, 20 years, got yourself up the company ladder. It's going good, but you're not hanging out on the weekends with them.
Absolutely not. I don't even know if I actually like this person. But I trust their work, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I don't dislike them, but I know they get the job done.
Right. That they'll handle it. Like if I say it, like they're going to do it. They're, you know,
yeah, but the problem with the right hand man is they don't handle everything. Like if I need somebody killed, I don't call the right hand man unless I'm saying, hey, right hand man, go tell the cleaner to kill this guy.
Right. I feel like the only time like the right hand man is killing is only when like the person's already been weakened and is like maybe like tied up to a chair.
Yeah, oh, for sure. The right-hand man comes in. He's like, did we get the information from the interrogation? And they're like, yeah, he talked. He told us where all the beans are. He spilled the beans, and then he told us where the beans was. And he's like, good. And then he pulls out a gun and shoots him in the head. And everyone's like, oh, we said we're going to let him go. And the cleaners, or the right-hand man's like, he has no way left to go.
Yeah.
No, we don't need him anymore. Go? Yeah, and then he walks off. Exactly, yeah.
Where was he supposed to go to? Yeah, and you're like, oh, so he like he'll handle
it. I sent him to the only place he needs to be. Yeah, hell. It's like, all right, fuck.
Which, to be fair though, I do love that. I love that he's quippy. Like,
he's
gotta
be quippy. That's the thing about the right hand man.
Because that's the thing is like at the end of the day, we are the boss, and as much as I want to be like a liked boss, now I might have a problem with the right hand man because that is the person everyone likes.
Yes, but you have to have that around.
Everyone likes this. Yeah, but then. Once again, we are let's put our cards on the table, Cody. We are running a criminal empire, and I always got to be looking at succession, right? I always got to be thinking who wants next, right? Right hand man is the most likely betrayal, right?
Yes. But oh God, they're coming for that title because the right hand man has a particular set of skills that we all have. We're charismatic, good at organizational planning. And that's it. We don't actually do any of the fighting.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, we're not afraid to get dirty, but very rarely. This is.
Yeah, and not because we can't get dirty, but because we're not good at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was not what I signed up for. No, no, no. So that's my problem. Although I guess I'm trying to think of examples from like the movies, right? Of like, has there ever been a right-hand man turn though?
I can't think of one, man. It's because to get into that position, you have to be the most trusted. And it's not like a grandfather position. It's really just vibe checks.
Yeah.
The whole time.
And so you're just like,
well, I don't trust the thief. Cause what if I shake the thief's hand and then he takes my watch, my Rolex?
Well, then you kill him.
Then I kill him. I know that's what I'm saying. But the thief, I feel like the thief is in it to make money and get out, which is good. That's their job.
Oh, you're questioning. You think the loyalty of a thief
is
the loyalty of a thief. Like, yeah. That is, let's be honest, that is a role we can contract out. Like, we don't need to have an in-house thief.
Yeah.
There are thieves that we can go find on the dark web, and they would do it too.
I could find somebody on Fiverr right now.
Yeah. I think you talked about this in the last episode. The way that I would abuse the thief is like, at first he's like, yeah, man, I need you to steal me the diamonds. I need you to steal me the crown. And then eventually it's like, I need you to steal me some Doritos. He's like, wait,
hungry.
What? He's like, I can just buy Doritos. I'm going to be honest. I don't really care how you got me the Doritos. I do just need.
I do need the Doritos.
The Doritos. It's like, do you mean like the Doritos recipe? No, no, no. I'm just talking like either like nacho cheese or Cool Ranch, but don't get the purple bag. I don't like the sweet chili. It doesn't hit me right.
I okay, first of all, if you do get the purple bag, you're rolling the dice, because I sometimes really like it, but most of the time I don't. So
Yeah.
that's on you. Do you want to put risk
Yeah.
that?
Right. Do you want to impress? I could be. I might be really excited to get those, the
I
purple
think you're
bag.
right, Nick. I think the thief, we just got to outsource this. Like, we
Yeah.
are focusing so much on our business, but this is just dead money on the books because we don't use the thief all the time. It's not our kind of crime.
Right, exactly. It has to be specific to what you need to do. And I don't see us being like, I mean, maybe we'll do some fencing,
no,
some art
it's mostly
fencing,
what it is. It's
but
mostly like drugs and illegal goods and I don't know,
gun running. We're gonna do a lot of gun
meat
running.
Fraud.
The meat. Well, that's the thing, is that's where the money, that's actually really where a
people
lot of
people don't
our
realize
money
where
comes
the money
in.
is at.
Is
It's
that,
meat, dude.
It's like, oh yeah, no, no,
Oh
that's
yeah.
Yeah, that's Wagyu beef. No, no, no,
That's
no, it's
Wagyu beef.
certified.
That's
Yeah.
fucking horse, dude.
That's horse, dog. That
You're
is
eating horse,
horse.
bro. You're eating straight up horse,
Easily,
bro.
that's horse.
That's sea biscuit.
I
am
yeah,
lucky, right hand man.
I think I'm
Man,
right.
I like
Yeah.
it's a job that you get solely by passing vibe checks. And
Yeah.
That's what I'm really trying to do. If I could climb the corporate ladder just vibe checking my way up.
Honestly, this might be the one that is the most likely for us, right? Like, you've been good the whole time, but you've always stayed corporate, right? So that's
yeah.
why you've never really had to get your hands dirty. You've obviously had to do a few things every now and then, a couple like loyalty tests just to prove like that
yeah.
you're down for the sickness. But then at the end of the day, they're just like, he's just a great dude.
Yeah.
He's
oh,
a nice
Nick?
guy. Love
Nick's
that.
A radical dude.
And to
I,
that point,
if I call him right now and I'm like, dog, I need a ride. I've drank too much. He'll be here.
Right. I think even now that we're saying that, I'm thinking like, you're right. If I got up to right hand man status, I'm working directly
yeah.
with the boss.
Yeah.
What do I need his job for?
I
this
don't want
shit
that,
looks stressful.
That responsibility? I don't need, what do I need, ulcers?
Yeah. My job is mostly just to make sure that like organization, like it almost feels like your customer service.
Exactly.
Like you are kind of like HR. Like
I was like gonna say customer service. Like say you're more HR.
HR,
you're
yeah.
Internal,
you're the HR
yeah.
of the organization. When stuff starts to bubble up, you're the one that's like, hey man, I hear the dock workers are getting they're trying to get a little more cut than they should. Can you go down and talk to them? It's like, yeah, I got that. All right, let me
exactly.
go.
I fucking love right hand man, dude.
I kind of love
I love right hand man.
I'm like, this is exactly what I would do. Like, I'm like, yeah. What? And like, I'm not gonna take. Why? There's no need to turn on the boss.
Dude,
there's
here's
no
the,
incentive.
Here's the deal. If I was given the opportunity to be a mafia right hand man tomorrow, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so you make you have dirty money. You make all your money from a criminal organization. I'd be like, first of all, my money's clean as fuck.
Yeah.
I just get paid for like vibing.
I get paid from FCP meat, and that company. That company, from everyone else's perspective, is just running a great...
That company sells prime Wagyu at affordable prices.
Yes. So, like, I'm like, my money's never looked bad, ever,
at
right?
All.
Like, ever. I pay my taxes.
Dude.
I pay my taxes. So
yeah, right
I'm
hand
not
man.
Concerned.
Dude, I love right hand man. Get this dirty cop out of here. Every day.
At the end of the day, we're still, ACAB. Like, I'm not working with cops. Like, I don't like the fact that I have to work with cops. I know we have to, and I get it.
I get it, yeah. But also, I feel like if I go to the cop, I'm like, as the boss of this organization, I'd be like, every day I buy and sell people like you to the cop, right? Like, you're nothing to me. If you try to turn on me, I'll have you killed. They'll have a new dirty cop tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not hard. But a good right-hand man, my dude.
That's
not
worth
only
its weight
that,
in gold.
Like, Doug, I could call him. He could bail Tony out of jail, get him back to the headquarters, debrief him, make sure he didn't squeal, and then we could play Catan.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you are just vibing with that dude. Yeah, yeah, this is, I'm really surprised. I was like, this is your Brutus. This is not your Brutus.
This is not your Brutus, dog.
This is not even close to a Brutus situation.
No.
This is just someone who's like genuinely, I think, just like enjoy, like I imagine every, like, all the other people like have to wake up and like kind of feel like, man, am I doing the right thing? Is this even worth it? I think the right hand man wakes up every day loving to go to work.
Dude, I think the right hand man applied to FCP meets and thought it was a real job and was really good at it and did it really well the whole time being legit. Got to the top and at the top was like, hey, we have to tell you something. This is actually a horse. And he's like, well, I put a lot of time in this business.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that it's actually a horse. And I'm fairly upset about it, but you pay well. The medical guys, our benefits, dear God, are good. So he's like, I'm not going to leave.
Yeah.
Why? And since I'm already doing horse meat crime, I might as well fucking pick
that
up Tony.
Really does.
I might as well bail Tony out of jail.
That really does seem like how you kind of test the right hand man. Is like you just make sure that they're good at work, right? They're just really good corporate, and then it's exactly what you said. This, as long as they can like get over that, it's like because it is that domino of that first crime, and then everything else. They're like, I mean, I got
in for penny, in for a pound, right? Like,
right, yeah, like. Okay, like either way, I gotta send my kids to school, man. Like,
how did it happen? Was first I was selling meat, wagyu, then I learned it was horse, and then I shot a guy.
Yeah,
like there's that. Tale as old as time. I gotta lock in right hand man, dude. This is the job.
This is the job. I think, yeah, if you're looking at getting in now,
get into crime when shit hits the fan and the whole organization falls from the top down. You're doing 10 years max. Like,
yeah, it, even if, you know, and like, and then you do.
And you know what? Actually, you're probably not gonna do anything. You know what? Cause we don't expect you ever to betray us.
Yeah.
But once everything hits the fan and completely falls apart, you can roll.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. It's literally Goodfellas at that point, right? Yeah. It's whatever
himself at this point.
Yeah. It's like, I get it. Yeah. You're going to flip. Like, yeah. And that's what's going to happen. I'm with you here. Let's move the right hand man on to the final four as the Group B champion. And that is it for us, folks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about your boys, a few things that you can do. As always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this. Make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe so we show up in your feed. And give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, email those to us or your resume. You can email us your resume at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout outs to Charizard for that intro music. If you want to hear more of their stuff, head on over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, and replace the vowels with sixes. That's going to be it for us, folks. We got Group C coming out on Monday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.